A very wet spring took Wisconsin out of last year's devastating drought, but since about July 1st, rainfall has been spotty in the western half of the state. The U.S. Drought Monitor has labeled western Wisconsin as abnormally dry. Counties in southwest and west central Wisconsin are experiencing a moderate drought. Todd Shea is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in La Crosse. He says the lack of rainfall, paired with other factors, have brought on what's called a flash drought.
And then with all the plants and the crops trying to get into maturity and stuff, you have a big demand for water in the soil. And you combine that with the warm spell we've had, it just can change conditions very quickly.
Shea says they're not predicting extensive rainfall anytime soon, so the fall could start out rather dry. And that's bad news for farmers. Eau Claire County UW Extension Agriculture Agent Mark Hagedorn says farmers are already harvesting corn in order to salvage it before it becomes dehydrated.
If you've got guys and gals chopping corn before the end of August, starting even a week ago, you know that the corn crop is stressed and there's some real concerns as to what it will or won't do.
Hagedorn says farmers end up with a smaller harvest and won't get as much return on their investment. He says soybeans, alfalfa, and alfalfa grass are also stressed by the drought conditions. In the southern part of the moderate drought region, Vernon County's UW Extension Agriculture Agent says farmers have not experienced too many issues yet. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.